Now, coming up very shortly, it's my great pleasure to welcome back into the studio Tanis Sliman, Jude Vidala, and Catherine Wheatley. Now, at this time of year, and let's be honest, there's a lot of snow on the ground. We've had a lot of snow in the last week. Christmas is not much more than a month away. They start getting ramped up for a series of concerts they call Songs for the Snowy Season. They're put on with the wonderful people at Folkway Music. And the 8th edition of this holiday, I was going to call it the holiday classic, certainly the holiday tradition, takes place at Guelph Little Theatre on Saturday, December the 6th at 8:30 p.m. You can check out our website at folkrootsradio.com for all the details. You can even follow the links from there and buy your tickets online. Now, they're going to be with us very shortly. But the exciting thing, and it's exciting enough that it's that time of year when they put on this wonderful show, Songs for the Snowy Season. But you know, the exciting thing this year is there is a CD, and I have it in my hot little hand just now. It is looks absolutely beautiful. I realize I'm already, if I start gushing at this level, I can't imagine where I'll be in 20 minutes. But it looks fabulous. We're going to listen to a song from the album just now while they come and settle down in the studio. It's a track called Angel Song. From Tanis Sliman, Catherine Wheatley, and Jude Vidala. They call themselves Boreal. The album's called Winter's Welcome, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
I wonder if an angel will visit me tonight and kiss away the frost that has been keeping out the light. Snow is blowing at the door. What if it gets through? Christmas lights upon the tree, yellow, green. My eyes awake with one wish in my head, in case there is an angel standing right beside my bed. No one will believe me when I say what I did see. They'll say it's just the Christmas lights playing on me. Christmas wish to her, then she'll be gone from sight. I'll fall asleep knowing that my message is received. My wish will fly up to the stars on this Christmas Eve. My wish will fly up to the stars on this Christmas Eve.
That is Boreal. I love saying that name. That is Boreal. That is Boreal on Folk Roots Radio this morning. I'm Jan Hall. Boreal are Tanis Sliman, Jude Vidala, and Catherine Wheatley. And this is their new album, and I have it in my hot little hand. I've said that twice already. I'm just going to keep saying it, hot little hand. And I'm excited. It is. It's always wonderful when you come in It's wonderful when you come in individually, and it's especially wonderful when you come in together. I'm excited because it's that time of year. We have snow on the ground. We're getting ready for the holiday season, and we have this tradition. It's called Songs from the Snowy Season. It's 8 years. I can't believe it's 8 years already that you guys have been doing this show. Now, in the past, it's just been Tanis, Jude, and Catherine doing this show. And I know I am at least one of those people that said, oh, you guys should put out an album. And lo and behold, this holiday season, Santa's come early because I have the Boreal album in front of me. And it looks amazing. And I realize if I keep talking, you won't get to talk. But hey.
It's okay. Keep talking. Yeah.
This is fantastic.
We're very excited about it, too.
Yeah.
And thank you for having us here,
yeah,
Jen.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you join us. I do want to put a special shout out to Folkway Music because they have supported you with this show for a while. Mm-hmm. And was it Guelph where it first started?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now I think we'll go through the dates when we get to the end because I know that there are probably at least four or five shows you'll be doing.
Seven.
We have seven shows. You find another show and we could have eight shows for the eighth year and increase by one show each time.
Yes, that's right. We'll count this as the eighth show.
Yeah. Oh, I feel blessed. I realize you'll probably go somewhere else and say the same thing. But
no, we won't.
Currently, I feel blessed. So tell us a little bit about the album. Tell us about why. I think it's great. I really think that you guys put a wonderful show on together. We all know you as individual performers, but when you come together, one of the lines I like to use is the fact that we end up with something that's actually bigger than the sum of the three individual people coming together. So what is it about doing this, and why come out with an album?
Well, you're one of the people that made sure that we knew that we should do an album, and that happened to us year after year, and there were so many people that we thought of recording, and actually we did record one of the concerts live and thought we could maybe put that out. That would be a lot easier than making a studio album. But in the end, we just decided it was really important to, you know, spend the time and the money and the energy to create something that, because it's such a long-standing tradition of us getting together every year and it's such a joy, we might as well have something to show for it.
The thing I find interesting is the fact, though, that your shows are really built on new songs. You know, you're not typically playing a lot of standards for the holidays. You're actually making the effort to write and play your own songs. And I know last year we played Winter's Welcome, which is the title for the new album. You're going to play that live for us in the studio in a few moments. But tell us a little bit about why you decided it was important to write your own songs for this project.
Well, I think that I had a couple of my own that we've been playing. And these girls, Tanis and Jude, are such great writers. And Winter is such a big part of, you know, our lives. And so it was a great challenge to write songs, particular for Winter and particular for this trio. So it's always, as a writer, it's really neat to have a sort of a project or almost an assignment for writing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And what the thrill for me was that, and I'm getting teary, Jude actually wrote a song for me to sing on the CD. So it was really neat to make this just something to write for.
Now, we started off with Angel Song. Can you tell us about that one? And obviously this is my first time seeing the CD, so I won't know, you know, who wrote everything. I'm sure the people listening at home will have picked out the voices when we were playing the first song. But tell us a little bit about that song, and then we'll talk a little bit about the process you go through to
I wrote
to come
that
up with
song,
them.
And I like angels. And I wanted to write a song about a child. So it's about a child who's, it's Christmas Eve, and is hoping for an angel to come and stand by her bedside so that she can give the angel a wish. So that song went through a lot of different transitions, and I had a hard time finally learning the final one that ended up being. And I took it into the studio, and Catherine and Tanis really helped me to tweak it, to make it what it is.
That was one of our finest moments, I think, because we worked together on it, and it was just such a joy to be
well, and I was so honored that they thought the song was worth working on.
It turns out, for Tanis and me, it's our favorite track on the CD.
The album.
Jude hasn't said that yet. It's her own song, but I hear that song, and I just get so teary. I'm so thrilled
me
with
too.
It.
Yeah.
So what is the process? You all come in to the studio with your songs, and then you sit around, drink a few beers, and then decide mm-hmm. which ones end up on the album. Is that how it happens?
Well, not really.
Oh.
I don't think so. For me, it was like, okay, here's a reason to write a couple of songs and submit them to see if they're acceptable for the album. So it was like, if somebody gives me an assignment, then I can write. So I came with two, Tanis came with two, and the second one wasn't done yet, and we did do some co-writing on some of the songs because they weren't finished. I was kind of worried that you weren't going to get that one finished,
yeah,
Dan,
too.
But we did, and we got it done.
Yeah. So how many? So the two from Tanis, two from Jude,
yeah.
and then Catherine.
Six altogether.
So okay. Half of them are original, and half of them are classic Christmas carols. Well, classic in a way, but some of them people might not have heard before. Like yeah. Star of the East is something that many people haven't heard.
And Baby King, mm-hmm. the Mark Cohen song.
Which is neat. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a Christmas music fan. I tend to be a winter fan if people have been listening to the first hour of this show, just with all of the snow songs that I've already played. But there is a lot of really good holiday and Christmas and seasonal music out there. It just usually gets drowned out by, dare I say, a lot of music that isn't that good but gets played because it has somebody who's well-known singing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many solid melodies and songs that are written for Christmas, you know, absolutely gorgeous melodies. I play with a guy named Wendell Ferguson, and he has a song called Why Does Every Christmas Song Have So Many Chords? And it's funny, when we do this, it's not easy to learn Christmas music because it's fairly complicated, gorgeous melodies over these difficult changes, which means every time we put a harmony on, we have to really attend to those chord changes. It makes harmonizing to the songs much more difficult, and so it's a great challenge for us.
This is very cool. I've got to say, it's a, you know, we know the show is great. It's number 8. We mentioned it's the 8th year that you've been doing this, but to put out an album and then to be able to say, well, the 6 of our songs plus 6 other songs, but they're not necessarily the songs that you would expect to find on a Christmas or a holiday album is wonderful. You did mention that you have instruments with you.
That's
Tanis,
right.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your instrument? Because I will make sure we get a picture up on Facebook. But it looks like a large ukulele.
It is. It's a U bass. It's a ukulele bass. And I bought it just for these shows.
Oh, just for this show?
Yeah,
and then you're going to take it back again.
Just for Folk Roots Radio. And it's been really fun getting these songs together because when we recorded them in the studio, we added a lot of extra instrumentation that we hadn't instruments that we hadn't been playing before. So now we have the challenge of actually, you know, stepping up and playing these instruments on these songs in our show. And I thought we needed a bass. So I went out and bought this little bass, and I'm just having a riot with it. I mean, we've played bass on a few songs, very, very few songs in the past in our concerts, but now I think we may be incorporating more.
Oh, good.
So, and Jude's playing banjo on one of the songs.
Oh, wow.
I'm playing my dad's old banjo. Old, heavy banjo.
So
with
really
a really
meaningful.
Long neck.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And then, Catherine, you're playing guitar?
Playing guitar, yeah. I love the guitar. But this year we'll be playing some electric guitar. And so it's been fun trying to work out the sounds and feedback.
Wow, this is
having a relationship. Yeah. Having a relationship with my speaker, or what do you call them? Amp.
Your
They're called
amp.
Amps. Yeah, you know. So
how long have you
what
been making
you
music?
My volume pedal. I know it's amazing. We were just talking about it because we really. We're rehearsing for the show right now. We're not quite at the comfort level with the vocals and the instruments, but we're getting there, and we'll be there by the time we perform. But we just all going, like, all these years we've been in this business, and we haven't been sort of exploring these other instruments. I mean, we've been doing sort of dabbling, but not performing with them. So this has been a great part for us doing this. We're like kids right now, just discovering new things.
And you know,
the only down part, the only downside is that we have to carry these instruments to the show.
Yeah.
You know, I can see eventually this is going to get like a symphony orchestra performance where we'll all have to turn up half an hour early when somebody comes out and tells us all of the great things that we'll be watching for. Tannis will be playing a new instrument and Judah's going to pick up a banjo.
I actually played cello on the song.
Yes, she did.
At the end
but
of one of the songs.
We're
not bringing a cello.
If we don't play a song soon, people listening at home will get upset. Remember, Songs for the Snowy Season will take place in Guelph at the Guelph Little Theatre on Saturday, December the 6th at 8:30 p.m. Check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details. We will run through the other shows that are taking place, though, a little later. But let's play the title track from the album. It's called Winter's Welcome. And who would like to tell us a little bit about it?
I'll tell you. I wrote with James Gordon when I first moved to Guelph. First snowy day when downtown walking home and... not so much this year because it's come so early, but that brightness in people's eyes and the fluffiness and whiteness of the snow, just that joy. That's what the song is about. And we're going to do this live.
Winter's Welcome by Boreal, who, remember, are Tannis Lemon, Jude Vidala, and Catherine Wheatley live on Folk Roots Radio this morning.
Ready? Okay. One, two. One, two, three.
Snow is slowly drifting down. Shows my footprints through this town. They're skating in the square and laughter everywhere. Winter's welcome all around. Boys chase boys with icicle swords. Slap shots ring from off the frozen boards. Girls with snowballs learn to throw. Squirrels can't hide which way they go. Snowbanks are getting taller, making everyone feel smaller. Winter's welcome walks me home. Skating in the square, laughter everywhere. Ooh. Boys chase boys with icicle swords. Slap shots ring from off the frozen boards. Girls with snowballs learn to throw. The squirrels can't hide which way they go. Snowbanks are getting taller, making everyone feel smaller. Winter welcome walks me home. Winter's welcome walks me home.
Ooh. Wow, that was amazing. That was absolutely fabulous.
You know, my favorite line in that whole song is every time squirrels can't hide which way they go. I just think that's so cute.
I've always loved you know, animal prints in the snow. I just adore them. Every time I see them, it's like seeing a little puppy playing.
Yeah, I know. It's so cool.
The little circles.
Well, you know, the thing about that song is it's actually perfect, I think, for this week. Because, you know, we suddenly got winter. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful, beautiful song. You know, what I would love, and we don't really want to talk about the consumerism of the holidays, but, you know, people do say, if you're buying things for people as gifts, and particularly if you're supporting local people that make things and you're keeping your dollars local, there is a benefit to the economy to actually get out and buy things. And it would just be wonderful to be able to be walking through a shop where that is playing. And so if you're listening to this show at home, and you have a store or any business that can play music over the holidays, I would strongly recommend you think about supporting local.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that is great because it is a fabulous song. We've listened to two songs from this album already, and I'm like blown away. And I'm realizing I'm getting a reputation for gushing, maybe too much, because eventually one day I will overgush, and I don't know what happens, but it may not be pretty. But that is fabulous, an absolutely beautiful song. I want to talk about somebody who's not with us today, who I think does an awful lot, not just with your music, but also we played him earlier today. That was Lewis Melville with Ian Paterson from the Banjo Mechanics. We played Snowbound from them today. But Lewis Melville recorded this album, and I know he's been at every Tanis performance. I've seen him at performances by everybody else. He works hard behind the scenes, and he's excellent as a recording engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And
producer.
You can tell that when you listen. So let's talk a little bit about Lewis Melville and give him some love.
Some love. We love Lewis. I love Lewis. You know what I love about Lewis in the studio? Is he knows how to get a really good performance out of you, and he doesn't stop until you give it your all, and then you go, oh yeah, that's really good. Thanks, Lou. Thanks for pushing me to do that. Yeah, he's good at that.
And then he'll take that performance, and he'll work and work and work on it, and sweeten it up so that it sounds great. If you maybe missed a note or something, he'll fix that up too. So that's great too.
I love working with Lewis. He produced it as well with us, and he can be a real fusspot at times. Mm-hmm. We had quite a few fights with him,
mm-hmm.
But he stuck to his guns.
Mm-hmm.
What was great was that he challenged us to do all the playing on the album, and he was very helpful when we were I was mentioning the electric before. So much of playing the electric guitar is the sound that you get, so he's still helpful in terms of helping us make sure that we're getting the right sounds. I was at his place the other day just trying to figure out how to get tremolo, the right type of tremolo for this particular song. So he's been like extremely patient with us and drawn, like Jude said, great performance out of us on instruments that we're not necessarily comfortable with, and which now we're going to incorporate into our musical lives, and that's really exciting.
That's really, really exciting. Can we talk a little bit about the process itself? How long did it actually take from making the decision to make an album, to getting into the studio, and then working on the gorgeous packaging that you've produced for him?
I think we realized that one song, excuse me, Baby King, was 2 years old.
We recorded three songs about 2 or 3 years ago, and put out a three-song demo. But we really, in earnest, started in January of last year. And we took away some of the instruments that we originally put on those three songs, and then added all the others. So a lot of this recording was done like spring, summer, September.
A lot of work in September this
year.
So
when I saw you at Hillside, we were singing Christmas carols.
And that
July.
Must be quite challenging, isn't it? I don't know if you have to have people spray fake snow around or something.
You know what was neat was that for one of the recording sessions last January, the snow was so beautiful. So instead of spending the day in the studio, we spent the day outside in beautiful coats and Lewis taking photographs. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad because it's great to have a winter album with winter photographs on it. And Caitlin Patterson managed to take those photographs and make a beautiful cover. So that part's really important to us, that we actually have winter on the packaging.
And it's a lovely package. I mean, it's funny, but, you know, it's really important to say that because we do live in an age where people could, you know, just go online and buy the tracks digitally, and I presume that will be possible for this album. Mm-hmm. It may not be possible today. But the reality is, it is a really nice album, and it feels great in your hands. And if you haven't decided you're going to buy one for every member of your extended family and friends this holiday season, you really need to think about this because it is really beautiful. But you guys have done an amazing, amazing job. And I don't just say that to everybody. No, seriously.
Thank you so much.
Let's play another song from the album.
Should we say where they could get it if they actually do want it?
They should, yeah. Otherwise, people won't. Good idea, Terrence.
We're going to have CDs at the bookshelf for sale, and it's also online at our website, which is borealsongs.ca.
Yeah, and if Bill Garrett from Borealis is listening, he may want to pick you up. Yeah, that's right. So the new website is borealsongs.ca. Now, if people did want to buy tracks digitally, can they do that in the usual places?
We're going to get it on to iTunes.
Yeah.
That's my job. We all have different jobs. And so I'll try to get that done soon.
Okay, we're going to play another song from the album. And I thought it would be fun to play the Shoveling Snow song.
Yes.
Because I am back a shoveling snow.
Oh,
I have
yes.
a snowblower now as well.
Okay.
Which is fun, but it's still an hour and a half every day when the snow's
wow.
there.
Wow.
I know. And I look good for it, don't I?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about this song.
It was the last song that was written for the album. It took, it was an extended co-write. I started writing it with David Francie, actually. So he's got a few lines on there. And then when it just took so long to pull it all together, I brought it to these gals and said, hey, I really need some lyric help with this. And I wanted it to sound like, and they were very gracious at helping me out with some of the lyrics, and I wanted it to sound like a work song, like a chain gang kind of work song, because it's work, shoveling snow. So it sort of has that tempo and that kind of like, you know, that kind of thing going on. In fact, that's Catherine's doing that at the end.
We threatened to call the CD, the album Shoveling Snow, just to make sure that Tana's actually finished writing this song. In the end, we called it Winter's Welcome, which was Jude's choice, and I'm really glad we did.
If you ever decide you need a remix album, though, that might be a nice title. Mm-hmm. And perhaps I'm not saying that you should be indulging in anything different when you make the remix version. But
it would be fun to do a remix of this one.
Yeah, and it starts with and ends with snow. So, or it ends with like wind, basically. So it starts quietly, and you might not actually know that it started. You might just think that you're hearing wind out the window.
That's wonderful. This is Boreal, who, remember, are Tana Sliman, Jude Fadala, and Catherine Wheatley from their wonderful new album, Winter's Welcome. And this is a song entitled Shoveling Snow. And remember, Songs for the Snowy Season comes to Guelph on Saturday, December the 6th. Check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details.
Come from? When will it go? dig and throw, when you shovel in snow, shovel in snow. Pull on your coat, your scarf and your hat, button up tight, 'cause winter's back. Weatherman, he told me so. I'll be shoveling snow, shoveling snow, shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Where does it come from? When will it go? Dig and throw, dig and throw. When you're shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Well, it might fall all day,
might fall all day.
It could fall all night,
could fall all night.
Cover everything, a canvas so white.
Out on the road,
back bending low, shoveling snow, shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Where does it come from? When will it go? Dig and throw, dig and throw. When you're shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Shovel too fast, you'll pay the price. Slow and steady, that's the way to go. When you're shoveling,
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 shoveling snow,
shoveling snow, shoveling snow. Where does it come from? When will it go? Dig and throw,
dig and throw,
dig and throw. When you're shoveling snow,
shoveling snow.
When you're shoveling snow,
shoveling snow.
When you're shoveling snow.
That is Boreal from their new album. It's entitled Winter's Welcome, and a song entitled Shoveling Snow. I can already feel
that. Is your back sore?
My back is already sore. Yeah. My back is already sore. I'm really pleased to have been joined today by Tana Slim and Jude Vidala and Catherine Wheatley. This is just so awesome. The show on December the 6th is going to be fabulous. Now, that's just the Guelph one. We're going to talk about the other shows in a few moments, because there, you mentioned there are seven of them this year. And remember, the Boreal Songs website is borealsongs.ca. You can follow the links from there to buy a CD. Obviously, you'll be able to pick it up at the show, but it's great. I can't talk highly enough about it. But before we talk about the shows that are taking place this year, I have to ask the what happens next question, because when I look at this and see how wonderful it is, I think, okay, so do you think these girls would maybe consider doing another album or perhaps of Songs for the Summer or something like that? Is there any thoughts about, you know, it reminds me of Bill McCutcheon's seasonal series. I think he had a seasonal series of albums where there were different albums for different seasons. And I'm just wondering whether that's
an idea,
something else to think about.
We'll credit you with that if if it comes up.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that is so special about this trio is that we actually do make it a once-a-year thing. So we guarantee we get together once a year. To do this, we've been asked to do folk festivals and stuff, but I think just to keep this, to keep our own careers, to keep control of our own careers, we've had to sort of make this special to this time of year. And it kind of brings a bit of magic to it, doesn't it? I just can't even put my finger on why.
Yeah.
But so I know that every Christmas this is, you know, bringing in winter, I do it with these two beautiful women, and it's kind of nice.
Well, that is wonderful in its own right, and who knows, down the road, maybe the opportunity may arise to do something more extended, because I'll be honest, you know, when I see you on stage and hear you play and listen to the CD, I think, oh, man. I know it's important to keep the solo careers going as well, but I'm also realizing that to be successful, especially independently, you often need to be...
You do a lot of different things.
A lot of different things, you know, like working with other people on different tours and things
like
that.
Well, maybe we could do that. Just
bring
form a little trio and call ourselves the Pansies or something like that.
Bring in the spring. Actually, you know, I think you've got us started on something.
Just do like two a year or something.
We'd have a different name for every season.
Yeah, the Asters in the fall.
Tell us about the shows that are taking place. Let's give everybody the details.
Okay.
Because there isn't just a Guelph show, obviously. We are a Guelph-based station, but there are people listening, actually, not just in Canada, across the world.
Nice.
But tell people about the shows that they can catch this winter.
Well, this next Friday, we're going to be in Elmira, and it's a house concert, and it's sold out already. So that's not one that you could go to, but that's where we're kicking off our tour. And then the next night, next Saturday night, November 29th, we're at Newmarket. And it's part of the Newmarket Folk Club series, concert series. So we're at the Legion in Newmarket. That's where they hold their concerts. And then the following Friday, December 5th.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We're in Brampton at Sanderson's Hall in St. Paul's United Church. And that's part of the Brampton Folk Club series, concert series. And then we go, and that's a
big
one.
Night.
Oh, yeah. Guelph Little Theater. It's such a gorgeous place.
It's
and they have
fun.
They have a matinee going that afternoon, and so the set is going to be part of the sort of fairyland set for the play, and we're just going to add to it, add a Christmas theme to it. So we're at the Guelph Little Theater on Saturday. Then the next weekend on Friday night, we're in Brantford.
We're in Thursday night.
Oh, thank
right.
you.
Thursday night.
Oh, yes.
December 11th.
Not on the website yet. That's right. We're at Hugh's Room on Thursday, December
11th. In Toronto.
Mm-hmm. That'll be great. All those Toronto people, please come and see us. And then on the Friday, we're in Brantford, which is where Jude grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Brantford, we're at the Arts Block.
Did you know that?
No.
That's where I grew up. I have cousins coming.
Wow, that's great.
Sisters and brothers and
Jude's
sibs.
Got like, I mean, we would have half the audience without Jude's cousins and Frank's.
My Videla family alone.
Yeah.
They take up a lot of seats.
I think it was
in
those long winters.
And one more show after that is Sunday, December 14th in London. And that's part of the Cuckoo's Nest Folk Club series, concert series, and we're at Chaucer's.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. I wanted to thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure, as I mentioned, whether you're coming in together or coming in individually. We're going to play one more song from the album. I know you have to slip out because you have a date somewhere else that you need to fulfill to talk about this wonderful album and the Christmas shows. The song we're going to play is So Much Snow, which I think is an interesting song. Who would like to tell us a little bit about that one?
I wrote that one. Again, it's one of those songs that started it completely differently than how it ended up.
And that's Jude's voice, by the way.
It's not. I'm Jude here. It's a song about a middle-aged couple we are middle-aged. There's a heavy snowfall, and they're just looking out the window at the snow and doing a little bit of reflecting upon their lives.
Oh, wow.
They're not thinking about shoveling.
That may be a popular one in our house. Oh, I have to think about the shoveling.
No shoveling.
But yeah. Catherine sings this one.
Yeah, this is the one that Jude wrote for me to sing, and I was so thrilled. Like, I just love it. I love singing. I actually, when Jude sent me the demo, I was like, there's no way I'm touching this. Jude sounds so good singing this song. We sing it very, very differently. Mm-hmm. And, it would be great to get a rendition of yours someday because it was stunning when I heard it. It was just stunning. And it took a lot of convincing to get me to do it instead of her.
Very briefly, before we introduce the final song, just give people a little bit of an insight as to what they'll hear when they come to the shows this time around.
Well, we're going to be pulling out originals, pulling out lots of instruments. It's going to look beautiful. It's going to sound beautiful. And I think it is somewhat of a tradition for many people to really feel like their Christmas season has started. And it certainly does that for us as well.
And there are Jude's antics as well. She keeps people laughing.
I'll
we love having Jude on
a whole set of new Santa and reindeer jokes.
I'll try. Yeah. See what I can do.
We just have to get a little bit more comfortable with our instruments so we can actually look at the audience every once in a while.
Tanis Slimmon, Catherine Wheatley, Jude Vidala, it's been an absolute pleasure having you join us again today. This is So Much Snow from the wonderful album From Boreal. Remember, that's their new group. They will be in Guelph on Saturday, December the 6th at the Guelph Little Theatre. Check out Folk Roots Radio for all the details. And look forward to having you back next year.
Thank you, Jan.
Thanks, Jan.
Thanks.
So much snow came down last night, covered everything in sight. It came down so quietly, I swear it fell for you and me. So much snow. So much snow, and look outside. Windows laced with snow and ice. By holding hands, and this is nice, looking at a winter paradise. Tree, heavy branches low, bending to the ground below. Remember when we took the kids up north that winter, when there was so much snow? We laugh at a silly memory. Your hair is gray, and I've got lines where younger used to be. Winters come and then they go. Winters come and then they go. Such a change from yesterday. The road was black, the roof was gray. Let's not shovel out just yet. There's more coming. There's so much snow.
So much snow.
So much snow came down last night.
So much snow came down last night.
Covered everything in sight. Came down so quietly, I swear it fell for you and me. So much snow, so much snow.